We're with Ashley Cranny today. She's the director of the Lincoln County School District No. 2 Foundation. Ashley, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
You do a lot of work behind the scenes. We have a board that shows up to work, but you've done all the work ahead of time. Tell us about the foundation and how you keep it all together.
Yeah, so the foundation came to be in 2000. So actually this month, we are coming upon the 20th anniversary of the foundation. When it was first put into place, the focus was primarily with scholarships. Since then, it's grown into a little bit more, where we focus on pretty much following the student clear through from early education, clear up until they graduate.
Right.
And so we have multiple programs. We have the 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten program.
Which is a great program.
It's amazing. It's been really neat to work with Shelley Hunsaker on that project. And then the next one is with the North Lincoln County Early Childhood Coalition. I work with Emily Isaacson on that one. And that is pre-learning, preschool age students. Then the next program is with our Friday Food Bag program, and that is a really neat program. It's one that it's not really, you know, it's not loud in the community.
But
in
it
way
does
that
a lot.
It does, and it does amazing things.
Friday Food Bag program. We don't realize some families it's just difficult to get a good meal.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. And so we serve students ranging from Cookeville clear up to Alpine. You know, and the numbers that we serve fluctuate yearly and even weekly for that matter. But it is a really neat program.
And these are all part of your responsibilities with the foundation?
Yep. Yep. And probably the biggest program that we have is with our scholarship program. We work with the community in the annual scholarship drive each year, and it's an amazing, amazing thing.
Kind of culminates at graduation time. Then,
yes,
right?
It does.
And you and a group of people are out behind the scenes asking for some assistance for our students, and they tend to come through in surprising ways to help our Star Valley Cookeville students. Well, okay, now that you told us all that you do behind the scenes, you have no idle moments. You also help as we take on major projects. For example, the what we call in the tech center over the high school, educational technical center for mechanics and so forth. You're helping coordinate that as well with the Lincoln County School District No. 2 Foundation Board, right?
Yes, absolutely. So originally when I came into the foundation a couple years ago, this project was just getting started. And so it's been neat to collaborate with different donors throughout the community that have made this project happen. The CTE building, or the Technical Education Center is what they're calling it, is now in use. The students are able to participate in those programs this year, and so it's a really neat thing to see. And because of that, we want to celebrate that, and so we're going to be doing that come this next month.
You have a big date planned, right? Date in front of you there is?
Yep, we do. It's Friday, October 9th. We're inviting the public to come and see what it's all about. We're going to have a open house from 3:30 to 4:30 that afternoon. It's going to be
walk in.
Yep. Okay. We're going to have things, you know, set out and have people able to even participate in the ribbon cutting ceremony if they choose.
Again, the date and the times that we're doing all this.
Yep, so the ribbon cutting ceremony will be at 3:30. That'll be just a few minutes, and then we will have the open house walkthrough from 3:30 to 4:30.
Naturally, these things don't happen. You and others reached out to past graduates of Star Valley High School to help us put that together financially.
Yes, yes.
And you'll have a big ad in the paper noting all of these people that have helped. But what I want you to close out saying, none of this is easy. It's a lot of work to have the foundation step in and help, because in these difficult times we may see decreasing income or decreasing money for our schools and so forth as the state goes through transitions. How important is the foundation to all of that?
It's amazing, and it's an amazing opportunity to work with the students on each of these levels. But I have to say that the Education Foundation would not be possible without our community partnerships. And really, it's just a matter of getting the information out there and providing our community with the, I guess, the potential of what the Education Foundation can be and what we can do for our students, because it really is about investing in them and their futures.
Ashley Cranny, Director, Lincoln County School District No. 2 Foundation.